This week, a pianist with a distinctly familiar style would have turned 92. Here's WRTI's Meredy Duddleston and jazz host Bob Perkins on the late, great Oscar Peterson.
He was the Maharaja of the keyboard, according to Duke Ellington. To WRTI jazz host Bob Perkins, the 6-foot-plus pianist Oscar Peterson was a giant of a man, physically and musically.
And they say his hand span, from the thumb to the little finger, he could cover a lot of notes. And he used those hands. He covered a lot of notes, too. Too many for some people.
Some critics complain the exacting pianist who practiced Bach's Art of Fugue and the well-tempered clavier as a child brought too much embellishment to his jazz. They wanted more space inside the music. But isn't that what a virtuoso gets to do?
He paid no attention to the critics.
Internationally famous and successful until his death in 2007, the late Oscar Peterson is a hero in Canada. A life-size statue of the pianist next to his instrument sits outside the National Arts Center in the country's capital. It's a monument to a meteor of melody shooting south and across the oceans.
And you could stop on a dime and go the other way. He was just a magnificent pianist, and all of this coming from the head to the hands. He thought it, and he played it. Jazz musicians especially have told me, because they improvise, I'm playing my life. What I saw, what I liked, whom I loved, things I didn't like, it's like the spaghetti sauce. It's in there.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.